Nolte, left-wing Snopes debunks New York Times claim Trump will profit from hydroxychloroquine. By John Nolte on April 9, 2020. The far-left New York Times, a fake news outlet that traffics in conspiracy theories, deliberately misleads its readers, commits blood libels against Christians, hires racists and anti-Semites, promotes anti-Semitism, and engages in political blacklisting, published a story so fake the left-wing Snopes was forced to debunk it. This has not been a good week for hideous Maggie Haberman, a proven liar who not only co-authored the fake news Snopes debunked, but when discussing this story in her role as a political analyst for KNLAL, she committed the Freudian slip of all Freudian slips while criticizing President Trump for hoping for a quick fix to the coronavirus crisis. Yes, you read that correctly. A fake journalist for the New York Times let it slip that she thinks a quick fix for a pandemic that has killed more than 10,000 Americans is a bad thing. Anyway, on Tuesday, along with three other fake journalists, Haberman embarrassed herself in the Times with a story that sought to question Trump's motives for touting hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria that is perfectly safe, in consultation with a doctor. Although the formal studies have not yet been completed, there is plenty of anecdotal and medical evidence that this drug helps coronavirus sufferers. But because countless media sociopaths like Haberman do not want a quick fix, they are openly discouraging coronavirus sufferers from requesting these drugs that, at worst, and as long as you consult your doctor to avoid possible side effects, will do nothing to you. It's just a very sad but obvious fact that the media are desperate to increase the body count because defeating Trump in 2020 is more important to them than our shared humanity. That might sound harsh, but there is no other explanation for this behavior. So one way to discourage Americans from taking a drug that might alleviate their suffering or even save their lives is to ascribe evil motives to Trump raising awareness of hydroxychloroquine, and this is exactly what the Times did. Haberman and company deliberately and falsely suggested the president has a financial motive to help stop the spread of fake news. I will not link the piece. Another investor in both Sanofi and Mylan, another pharmaceutical firm, is Invesco, the fund previously run by Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary. Mr. Ross said in a statement Monday that he was not aware that Invesco has any investments in companies producing the drug, nor do I have any involvement in the decision to explore this as a treatment. As of last year, Mr. Trump reported that his three family trusts each had investments in a Dodge & Cox mutual fund, whose largest holding was in Sanofi. The audacious and intentional lies here are of omission. And those lies of omission are so audacious even the left-wing Snopes was moved to clear the air. Although Snopes did not have the moral courage to target the Times directly as the source of this hoax, it did label the idea Trump will benefit financially from hydroxychloroquine as mostly false. Trump's financial stake in these companies is virtually negligible, contained indirectly via mutual funds, and administered through three family trusts he does not control. As a generic drug, hydroxychloroquine is unlikely to provide any one company with significant profits compared to other proprietary drugs. Even Snopes is being, as one might expect, a bit dishonest here. This is not a mostly false, it's a full-blown false. And the word negligible doesn't begin to describe something worth less than $500 to a man worth billions. As my colleague John Carney made clear in his Wednesday fact check, this is an outrageous and desperate piece of fake news, which is exactly what we expect from the New York Times. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.